where there was hate, love now abides. And where there was confusion, peace now reigns. For I'm walking with Jesus, I'm a child of the King, and it's all because I am redeemed. I'll tell of God's favor, I'll tell you of His love, I'll tell of His goodness, God's goodness to me. For He purchased my redemption with His own precious blood, and from sin I've been set free.
So glad that I've been redeemed. Thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship this morning. We're going to go to the Lord in a word of prayer, ask Him to be with us today. But it is so good to see you, and we're just excited to be in the house of the Lord today. Brother Ceylon, would you take us to the Lord in a word of prayer? Amen. Church, won't you stand with me? Turn over to page number 120. Page 120, let's all stand and sing together, Victory in Jesus. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin, won the victory. Thank you. on the last. Well, I heard about a mansion seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. Let me just mention a few things to you. Brother Ceylon, if you want to go ahead and make your way down, he has an announcement and something he wants to share with us also in just a few moments, but please listen up closely for a couple of things. Today is a COU meeting at 3:30 in the fellowship hall downstairs. Ladies, please don't forget that. And please be here if you possibly can. Some things that you guys want to discuss and things that are coming up in the very near future. So please, again, that's COU at 3:30 this afternoon. Also, if you are visiting with us, Larry, don't run off, brother. You won't miss this. If you're visiting with us for the first time this morning, you are our special guest, and we thank you. If you're visiting with us at all, thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship. But we got a couple of first-time visitors, never been here before. And I need somebody to stand up and introduce this couple to us this morning.
This year I got Carson. He's 6 weeks old. Here goes. And his sister.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. She said they're both 6 weeks old. Who would know that any better than you, huh? But thank y'all for being here, and thank you for sharing with us today. And Miss Helen's great to see all of y'all here in the house of the Lord today. And the Lord is good. Amen? And God's given us fresh new lives, and we're in love with them already. And I look forward to spending some time with them today, and I know that you do as well. But it is great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Please remember Brother Brian. He was scheduled to preach for you this morning, but he is a little bit under the weather. He's not feeling very well at all, so please remember him in prayer. I don't know if anyone else over there at the home is sick, but please remember them, and God knows exactly what is needed there. I also have a couple of very precious folks that I have been dealing with this week. You may have even seen one of those on the news, and her name is Bailey Cruz. She was 16 years old, and this week she had contacted the flu, and she had it had affected her heart. And it's so hard to even say this morning, but at 16 years old, she left this world on Monday, and she went home to be with the Lord. And so please remember the Cruz family in prayer. Also, I have a dear friend that I worked with for years. His wife works with Terry, and they're a very close family and are very close to us. And his name was Mike Currents. And on Wednesday evening, his wife went home to find him in the floor. And he also went home to be with the Lord. And so it's been a pretty devastating family situation for us all. But please remember those two families in prayer. And I know we have many others that we just want to lift up in prayer this morning. Some are sick. Some are going through some very difficult times. So would you please remember those in prayer? And then Brother Ceylon has something he'd like to share with you this morning.
I just want to take a moment, thank the church for their faithfulness. We've been almost 6 months without a pastor, but God has blessed us with some good preachers. Brother Brian, Brother Alan Young. I've heard some good messages. I hope you have. I wanted to make you aware of some upcoming events. Don and Carla are supposed to be home tomorrow, I think. on March the 8th. He will be presenting his work in Peru. I'm looking forward to hearing what God is doing down there. Then on March the 15th, we have Ivan Parker is going to be with us. This will be his second time he's been here. I think the church enjoyed his first time, and we're looking forward to that. Then on the 22nd, March the 22nd, we have a preacher that's coming. His name is Dr. Gerald Harris. He used to be the pastor at Eastside in Marietta. He's basically running revivals. He's very, very hard to get, being available, but he's going to be available the 22nd, so I've asked him to come and to speak to us on the 22nd. So I invite you to invite your family, if they're not in church, invite your friends, your neighbors, and let's try to have a good showing when he comes on the 22nd. And again, I want to thank Alan for his faithfulness. He got short notice. I didn't hear from Brian until late yesterday evening that he wasn't going to be able to come today. And I called Alan. I couldn't get a hold of him for a little bit. So he didn't get very much notice. So please pray for him this morning. Don't pray for him any more than he'd want him to pray for you if you was doing it. Okay? Just kind of put yourself in his shoes this morning. All right. Thank you.
All right, let's go again to the Lord in a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service today. Also on the 22nd will be Chrissy and Eli Shower be held here in the Fellowship Hall, 2:30 in the afternoon. So please remember that. If you have any questions, please see Amanda. Also, Miss Lee Ellen is at home sick today. They are always here. And so I know that she's not feeling well, so please remember her in prayer. Remember Miss Connie and Miss Christy. Are they home?
They
are home. Just please remember that family in prayer. Brother Trail, he sent me a message this morning. I don't recall exactly what it all was, but the Lord knows all about it. He has a couple of prayer requests he'd like for us to mention, so we'll give those as an unspoken this morning. But again, the Lord knows all about it. I know one of them was Connie, and there was another name that he mentioned, but I don't remember exactly who it was. If I don't write it down, you're out of luck. But you make all this a matter of prayer. But let's ask the Lord to be with us today in a very special way. Lord, we love you. We praise you and we thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your house today. Lord, thank you for, Lord, the choir singing. And Lord, thank you for their musicians that are here. They're faithful to play. And Lord, we are so blessed. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to share your word today. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me. Lord, you have spoken to my heart, Lord, through this message. And Lord, I pray that you would help me to share, Lord, what you've given to me today. Lord, thank you for this family, Lord, that has come this way and brought these precious little ones into the house of God today for the very first time here at Calvary. And Lord, we're so thankful for them. Lord, pray that you just have your hand upon them. Lord, what a precious family they are to us. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them in a very powerful way. Lord, I pray that you would be with us today in the service, be with these that are sick and unable to be here today. For our friends that have lost loved ones to death this week, Lord, I pray that you'd be with them in a very special way. Touch them, Lord. Give them the peace, the comfort, and the strength that they will stand in need of in the days to come. Lord, I pray that you would touch the offering now, both the gift and the giver. Lord, I pray that you would fill this place with your Holy Spirit, that when we leave here, we'll be able to say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Well, Lord, again, we love you and thank you for what you're going to do. We'll praise you now in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Did you enjoy Randy this morning? Somebody had a birthday this week. Brother Randy, happy birthday to you. We love you. Don't look at me like that. Was it this week? Last week? Oh. Well, that's right. That's right. Hey, it's a birthday month. Amen. All right. All right. All right, ladies, come around. Let's sing a song this morning. You pray for us this morning as we sing, I Lean on You, Lord.
I lean on You, Lord. I lean on You, Lord. For the things that I need, I lean on You.
When I don't know just what to do, I got faith You're gonna see me through.
To supply my every need, I lean on You. I've been on the mountain when the sun was shining bright, and I've been in the valley when the clouds were black as night. I've been betrayed like Jesus by a friend who wasn't true, but in the good times or the bad times, Lord, I've learned to lean on You. To supply my every need, I lean on You. I've heard the battle raging, then I prayed till victory came. There have been times I really thought, Lord, You don't even know my name. But I've been blessed, and I've been down to where I didn't know what to do. But in the times of joy and sorrow, Lord, I've learned to lean on You.
I lean on You, Lord. I lean on You, Lord. For the things that I need, I lean on You.
When I don't know just what to do, I got faith You're gonna see me through.
To supply my every need, I lean on You.
When I don't know just what to do, I got faith You're gonna see me through.
To supply my every need, I lean on You.
We got a couple of specials for you this morning. One of them is very special to me. They both are, don't get me wrong. But I love the heart of my little granddaughter. And I got something that I want to share with you this morning, because she was chosen over a couple of weeks ago for the one that makes a difference. Would you agree with me that little Charlie makes a difference in your life? Amen. My child is a difference maker, amen, at Altoona Elementary School. You owe it to yourself if you haven't already, but you can click on Amanda's Facebook page, and you can hear all of the wonderful things that were shared, not only about Charlie, but about my daughter and son-in-law, and what a great difference that they're making in her life, and what a great difference that she is making in ours. And I'm very thankful this morning. You pray for her as she sings this morning. This morning, in just a few moments, I want to try to bring, I believe, what the message is that the Lord has laid on my heart today. But as I was studying through, I couldn't help but think about the song that Brother Randy sings and what a blessing it is always to us. But I am glad to know this morning, the title of my message says that God still uses what others throw away. God still uses what others throw away. But I'm glad to know this morning, Brother Andy, that he didn't throw the clay away in my life.
Thank you. picks up those old pieces and he doesn't throw the clay away. Easy over and over. He molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions his clay a vessel.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's good. Amen. God still uses what others throw away. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, and we are going to look, first of all, this morning, at verse number 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 27. Let me again say it's great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. I tell you what, you've been sitting for a while. While you've got your Bibles turned there, stand with me in reverence to the reading of God's Word this morning. We're just going to look at one verse. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 27 says, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Father, we love you, we praise you, and thank you once again for visiting with us here at Calvary today. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would touch our hearts, move us, and draw us, Lord. You know exactly what is needed. Speak to us through your word today, and we'll praise you and thank you for all that's accomplished. And the church said, amen. Thank you, church. You can be seated. Everything in the kingdom and in the work of God, it seems to begin in a small way. You say, well, Brother Allen, I don't know so much about that. I believe that we look in God's Word and we find that in many different aspects. We can go back to the very beginning when God allowed His Son to come into this world. He didn't come in looking as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but He came in and He was born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago. He came into this world and was in a little cow stall, laid in a trough, wrapped in swaddling clothes as a babe lying in a manger. He came in a very small way. But He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He's coming back in a powerful way and in a big way. But He came in the very beginning in a small way. But heaven and the work of God, if you will, this morning, is never ever intimidated by what looks small or what looks reduced or what looks overlooked or discarded. In fact, Scripture shows us again and again that God often waits until something appears to be finished and over with before He reveals His power through it. Now, I want to give you this morning, don't get scared on me. I want to give you about five examples, very quickly, very briefly. But I want to show you about five examples. And I know you're thinking, oh, boy, we're going to be here forever. I have come to notice one thing as I get a little bit older. I remember what some preachers have told me in times past. One thing is the mind can only contain what the backside can endure. Amen? The other thing is this. If you haven't struck oil in the first 30 minutes, quit boring. Does that make sense? I'll catch on after a while. You'll get that. But this morning, I want to give you about five quick examples of how so many times God uses and still uses things that others may have thrown away. In the book of Judges, you don't have to turn there for all of these. I'll let you know when you need to turn. But in the book of Judges, in chapter number 15, Samson defeats the Philistines. You'll recall that story. He didn't defeat 10 Philistines. Not 20, not even 100, but in the book of Judges, chapter number 15, 1,000 men fall at his hand. 1,000 men with nothing more. Y'all recall what he used? The Bible said he, and I'll be like Brian, I'm going to clear it up and clean it up a little bit for our young folks. But he killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. What everyone else had already used and picked over and left behind has now become a weapon in the hand of God. The enemy had chewed on it. That time had worn it out and worn it down. Yet when God decided to use it, it was more than enough. I love that song that the choir sings. He is more than enough. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Jehovah Rapha. He is more than enough. This is a great reminder for us that many times what remains for loss is often what God uses for victory. The same principle appears throughout the Scripture. Example number two. When God wanted to deliver the children of Israel from slavery, He didn't send a warrior riding in to Egypt on a white horse, but He sent a baby floating in a basket. Y'all remember that story? He sent a baby floating in a basket. Pharaoh didn't fear a helpless little infant. But that child named Moses would one day confront the throne and lead a nation into freedom. Something as small as a little baby in a basket. There's a song that says, standing there at the Red Sea, God's people began to complain. Soon Pharaoh and his mighty army would take us in bondage again. But he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Moses cried. Then God parted the waters and they crossed to the other side. Y'all remember that song? That's a great song. Amen. Yeah, anyway, it's good. You'll get along. Little things go unnoticed so many times by the enemy, but they never escape the attention of God. Let me give you very quickly example number three. When Samuel went to anoint the next king of Israel, in 1 Samuel chapter number 16, Jesse has now brought out all of his sons before Samuel, except one, the youngest one. Somebody tell me who that was. David. Why, he's back over here in the field watching after and taking care of the sheep, because that's just what he did. And he's asked for all, have you got any sons? He says, as a matter of fact, I do. And he lines them all up. And he's sitting there scratching his head thinking, mm-mm. So far we hadn't hit on anything. I have yet to see and sense the anointing of God on any of these. He said, well, I have got this one other boy. He's just a ruddy little feller. He's back over in the field taking care of the sheep. The youngest son was none other than David. He was overlooked. He was unseen. David was left out in the field tending to the sheep. Yet the oil refused to flow until David entered the room. God made it clear that what he had reserved for David could not be poured on anyone else. The anointing waited for the faithful one, David. Let me just throw in something right here. This is not an example, so this one don't count, all right? Can I just say this morning that I believe that God is or has already prepared an anointing oil that is being reserved for a faithful one to be the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church. Y'all say amen right there? God has not gone to sleep. He never sleeps nor slumbers. We sit and we wonder. Brother Ceylon said this morning, we've been without a pastor 6 months. But I'll tell you this, you say, well, them deacons ain't up there and they ain't got them. We do have three men that have been set aside to try our best to try and find a pastor. Well, what in the world's taking so long? Why don't y'all just go out there and find somebody? But we decided in the very beginning, we don't want to get ahead of God. Amen? And what we need you to do as a church is we all need to pray. Amen? Don't lay it on the shoulders of three, Brother Brian, myself, and Brother Ceylon. But we all need to make it a matter of prayer because God has his man set aside. The anointing oil is ready, and we will know it in due time when God sends the man to be the pastor of this church. It can't be poured on anyone else. We must pray and seek God's will, his plan, and his man. The anointing is waiting for the faithful one. Amen. Example number four. Now, speaking of David, let's look at David. Here he is standing, probably the greatest and most popular story that we ever speak of when it comes to David, as he has gone and taken the lunch over to his brothers. They then called him out of the field, said, hey, take these ham and cheese sandwiches over there. They need some nourishment. He gets over there and they're all standing scared. I'll make this short. And David said, I'll go down in the valley. They said, I don't know if you understand, David. Have you seen that feller standing down there? I mean, he was heads tall above David. And he's standing down there and he's laughing at him. But David said, you come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Here he is, just a little feller down there with a slingshot and a stone. All he needed was one. Amen. He reared that thing back and let her go. And we know the rest of the story. David, just a small, insignificant little feller. He doesn't become bold by accident. His courage was formed while caring for the sheep. You say, well, how do you know that? Because he defeated a lion and a bear. He's had some activity, and he now stands here before giant Goliath. He, in the middle of those battles that he had with the lion and the bear, you know, there was no audience. So most of us don't want to do anything if we don't have a big audience. Amen. There was no applause, just obedience in the small assignments, caring for the sheep. But those unseen victories prepared him for a public breakthrough. You may come to me with a shield and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Example, I believe we're on 5. I told you we'd get there quick. Example number 5. Jesus teaches this same truth. And in the book of Luke, chapter number 16, he says, those who are faithful with little can be trusted with much. I'll read it to you. Luke chapter 16, if you want to turn over there with me. Luke chapter number 16. I may be wrong on the chapter. I think it might have been, anyway. Y'all heard it. Y'all know it was if it wasn't exactly right, it was close. If we are faithful with little, we can then be trusted with much. I wonder if we realize that God is watching us. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16 and verse number 9, 2 Chronicles, chapter number 16 and verse number 9, it says that his eyes run to and fro across the earth, seeking someone that he, Brother Don, is able to use. I wonder, has God ever laid his eyes on you? I wonder if he could look across his church this morning and say, there are still some at Calvary that are faithful. I would say this morning that that's exactly what he would find. Because you come week after week, month after month. Many of us have come year after year. But would he look at us and say, you are still a group of people that I can use because you have been faithful. God is watching us. How about sometimes I believe he watches us to see how we handle things that might even belong to others. How do you handle your job? Brother Snyder used to say that if anybody in the community is looking for some good help, they should be able to look into the local church. Would somebody that was looking for a good employee look in here and say, well, hey, I know a few. I know a few. How do we handle our jobs? How do we handle ourselves on our jobs? Are we faithful? Are we honest? Are we dependable? How do we handle just the small responsibilities? How about the work of the Lord that's been entrusted to us? How do you value the work of the Lord that's been entrusted to you? Have you been called as a deacon? Have you been called as a teacher? Have you been called as a preacher? Have you been called to sing in the choir? Have you been called to come and just be faithful? You say, I don't do anything. I just come and warm a pew. Oh, but no. It's more than that. Have you been called to spend some time in prayer? How many of you have prayed for me over the past weeks? I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I don't take it lightly, Brother Ceylon, when you call me at 6:20, and I'm sorry I missed the call. Amanda said, she called and said, hey, and I didn't even answer her call. I was right in the middle of a hot dog, amen. And I said, I'll get right back with you, honey. But I looked down and said, there's a text and said, bro, you need to call Brother Ceylon. He's trying to get in touch with you. I thought, uh-oh. And I called, and Brother Ceylon said, hey, Brother Brian's sick. And I was just wondering, would you be willing? Can you help us? Can you be ready in the morning? How could I not? How could I not take an opportunity to stand, CJ, this morning and say, yes, Lord, I'll be willing. And I'll try my best to say what you give me. And thankfully, he gave me something to say. Amen. And I hope it's a blessing to you. It was to me, and I hope it will be to you. But how do we handle with what we have been entrusted to for the cause of Christ? How do you value the season that you are in right now? Are we good, godly examples before those around us? When you go out into the public, out in the community, do you feel like, well, I might need to hide. I don't want the church seeing me over here. Or maybe I need to be careful how I handle myself at work because, you know, I don't want them, me telling them one minute I'm a Christian, the next minute they're wondering, what in the world, what kind of Christian are you? How do we value the season that we are in right now? Some of us, it used to be some of y'all, but now it's some of us are getting older. Don't laugh. I'm just proud to be here. Amen. Still walking and talking and have an opportunity to share the gospel this morning. But I'm not getting any younger. But you know what? There is no quitting for the cause of Christ. I value the season that I am in. And I want to be a witness, Brother Don, to those that are around me. We can't just say, you know what? Let the younger folks do it. We're done. We've spent our time. We've done our time at the church. Let somebody else take over. Yes, they will take over. But we can't just quit and say, hey, it's yours. We're done. Value the season that you are in right now. Are we good godly examples before those around us? And I said, kids, we need to be good examples for our kids. Because I guarantee you one thing, they're watching. That little Charlie, she's sharp as a tack. One of the things you hear on that video is she has a great, that one of the last things they said was, and little Charlie has a great sense of humor. But I promise you, she's watching us. Our little ones are watching us. We've got a precious couple that have been given two great gifts. And they're going to be watching y'all. Are we living by example? Do we want our loved ones, our kids, to look and say, hey, CJ said it this morning in Sunday school. I want my kids to say, hey, my daddy loved Jesus. What any greater could be said about us? Now, the world would think that that's something that's small. He said, people would think we're crazy. Our neighbors probably think we're nuts. We get up on Sunday morning and drive from Kennesaw all the way to Powder Springs, from Douglasville all the way to Powder Springs, maybe some even farther, I don't know. And they look at us and think, y'all are nuts. Why don't you stay home and rest? The only day you have off, and you're going to get up and put your suit on and go to the church with your Bible all tucked under your arm. They think that is such a small thing. But God takes what the world thinks is just something small and can make it into something great. Because one day, our kids, our children, are going to be here, and they are going to be the leadership of Calvary Baptist Church. We ain't going to live forever. Amen? And we must live as an example so that we can pass the torch on to them and them be proud to grab hold of it. Maybe something small as the world sees it, but God uses us in a powerful way. We need to be careful not to devalue or downplay where we are right now. Don't dismiss the time you have left. What looks insignificant in your hands can become powerful when placed in His hands. The jawbone of a donkey, really? The little things we are faithful with today may be the very thing that God uses to open the next door for tomorrow. Brother Randy, would you come down? I want you to sing the clay for me again here in just a few moments. But I wonder this morning if you are here and you're like, Brother Allen, I just feel insignificant. I don't feel like I really matter. The way you're talking this morning, I don't feel like I really matter for the cause of Christ. Oh, but you do. Each one of us do. Each one of us play a different part. Not everybody is standing before somebody preaching. Not everybody's standing before somebody singing. Not everybody's a deacon. Not everybody's a teacher. Not everybody is what we would call a leader. But we are a family of God. And each one of us needs the other. What we may think is insignificant, God takes someone like Miss Claudia, who can many times barely breathe to get here. But through her faithfulness, she can sit down and send me a text and say, Brother Allen, I want you to know I enjoyed the message this morning. And I'm talking about that just lights me up. Amen. We can encourage one another. You can pray for someone. There is so much that can be done for the cause of Christ. Don't count yourself out for Him. He can take our young people and do marvelous things through them. Just have the right spirit. Come in a humble way. Share what God's given you. Man, Carter got saved this year. There's no telling what God's got in store for him. Share that with someone. Share it with someone. What God uses to open the next door for tomorrow. Little things. You know that song says, little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. So I said this once before, but I say it again this morning. If you'll stand with me in a few moments, we're going to sing a song. And I want to give you an opportunity to come this morning and pray. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior. And this would be a great opportunity. Someone will take the Word of God and show you too how you can be saved. But I would say this morning in closing. Until God opens the next door, He's going to open another door here at Calvary. Amen. He's going to open the door for us to have a new pastor here at Calvary. It's according to His time, according to His will, according to His way. But in the meantime, until He opens the door, can we not just praise Him in the hallway? Just go ahead and praise Him in advance for what He's going to do. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved, please come and let's pray with every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, we love You and thank You this morning. Lord, I pray that You take these words that seem somewhat that I've stumbled on some, but God, I pray that You would take this message and place it in our hearts today, Lord. If someone here has never accepted You as personal Savior, Lord, I pray that You would help them to come even now while no one's looking, no one looking around. Maybe they could just step out into an aisle and come down and let someone show them how they too can be saved. If you're here and you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for anything, but I sure would love to pray for you if you'd just slip your hand up and right back down. Brother Allen, I've never accepted the Lord as my Savior. Thank you. If you want to come and step out, I promise you some will come down here and they'll show you how you too can be saved today before you leave here. Don't leave here without Jesus. Life is so short. Make the greatest decision of your life today and come down and let someone tell you and show you from the Word of God how you can be saved. Maybe you're here today and you've been saved, but you just need some direction. You need the Lord just to really work in your life. Maybe you're going through a hard time. I don't know, but He does. If you would like to come, go ahead and step out. Brother Randy in a few moments is going to sing that song about the clay again. But I pray especially for that one that's never been saved. Church, would you pray that they might have the confidence and the boldness to come down and just let someone pray with them and tell them how they can be saved today. Lord, we love You. And Lord, we praise You and thank You for the opportunity You've given. Lord, would You speak and would You draw this morning? Lord, this one especially that needs You as Savior. And Lord, I pray that You would be with others that just need a special touch from heaven. We'll praise You and thank You in advance for what You're going to do in Jesus' name. As Brother Randy sings, would You come? Amen.
Empty and broken.
Would you come this morning?
I came back to
someone will take the time and show you how you can be saved today.
A vessel unworthy.
You just stand in need of a special touch today. Would you come? Church, I need you to pray.
And I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions this clay, vessel of honor I am today, and it's all
verse. One more verse. Would you come?
He is the potter.
Yes.
And I am the clay. Molded in his likeness.
Molded in his likeness.
See, he wants me. But when I stumble and fall, and my vessel breaks, he just picks up those old pieces.
Amen.
He doesn't throw the clay away. See, over he fashions this clay, a vessel of honor I am today, and it's all because Jesus didn't throw.
Thank you, church, for your patience this morning, your attention. And I will be a man of my word this morning. I said I'd never go to anyone and embarrass them. But I will tell you this. I ask you for that reason so that I can pray for you. So if you're here this morning and you stand in need of prayer for salvation, know that there'll be a man that'll be on his knees in prayer for you today. And please find someone. Before you leave here today, maybe just pull someone around to a Sunday school class and tell them what your desire is to know Jesus, and someone will gladly show you from the Word of God how you too can be saved today. But thank you again for your honesty, and we will continue to pray for you. It's been good to be in His house. Amen. Thankful for the moving of the Holy Spirit here today. Thank you again for your faithfulness. Thank you for your attention. And please remember this evening, 5 o'clock downstairs in the fellowship hall. We'll come for a short time, and we'll share the Word of God, have some prayer. And so you please be here this evening at 5. Don't forget, ladies, 3:30 CLU downstairs in the fellowship hall as well. If you'll turn, shake hands with someone, you can consider yourself dismissed. I love you. Thank you.